This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Lok Sabha will take up discussion and voting today on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare for 2026-27. The House is also scheduled to take up discussion and voting on the demands for grants under the control of Home Ministry, External Affairs Ministry and Power Ministry. Replying to a discussion on demand for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways in Lok Sabha last evening, Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Modi government has brought big changes in the railways in the last decade and has worked on all dimensions of the sector.
Railway ki financial health.
The financial health of the railways has improved significantly due to the efforts made over the past 10 years under the leadership of the Honorable Prime Minister. The railways has a strong focus on safety, passenger amenities and enhancing the facilities provided to passengers.
Meanwhile, Parliament passed the Appropriation Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha returning it to the lower house after discussion yesterday. Lok Sabha had already given approval to it. It seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman highlighted that centre is giving 57,381.84 crore rupees for Economic Stabilization Fund. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan over the phone. During the conversation, the two leaders discussed current situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, reiterated India's strong condemnation of attacks on the UAE that have caused loss of innocent lives and damage to civilian infrastructure. Both leaders also stressed the importance of ensuring safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. The conflict in West Asia has intensified with Iran's National Security Council confirming the death of its security chief Ali Larijani in an overnight Israeli strike. The loss of Ali Larijani, one of Iran's most experienced and influential policymakers in the ongoing war, is a major setback for Tehran. He was killed along with his son Morteza Larijani, head of its office, Ali Reza Bayat and several bodyguards. Earlier, Iran's state-affiliated Mizan News Agency has confirmed the death of General Ghulam Reza Soleimani, head of Revolutionary Guards Besiege Force. In a related development, U.S. President Donald Trump said most NATO allies have declined to join the U.S. military operation against Iran, criticizing the alliance and asserting that Washington does not need foreign support. The Indian Embassy in Doha said Qatar Airways operated 5 flights to India yesterday, bringing back over 1,600 Indian nationals amid ongoing airspace restrictions in Qatar. The embassy added that the airplane plans to expand connectivity from today with flights to 9 Indian destinations. Air India and Air India Express will operate 50 flights to and from West Asia today, including 26 scheduled and 24 non-scheduled services. The Trinamool Congress has released its candidate list for the 2026 West Bengal Assembly elections, announcing nominees for 291 of 294 seats. Three Darjeeling Hill constituencies have been left to ally Bharatiya Gorkha Prajatantrik Morcha. Party Chief Mamata Banerjee will contest again from Bhavanipur, where the BJP has fielded leader of the opposition Subhendu Adhikari. The party has dropped 74 sitting MLAs, retained 135 and shifted 15 to new constituencies. Meanwhile, for Kerala Assembly elections, the Indian National Congress has released a list of 55 candidates, while the Aam Aadmi Party has announced 21 candidates. In Assam, senior Congress Party leader and Lok Sabha MP Pradyut Bordolai has resigned from the party. In a letter to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, he stepped down from all post privileges and his primary membership. Bordolai represents the Nagaon Lok Sabha constituency. And that is the end of this news bulletin.